Please stand.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Mrs. Hagenbush, can you call the roll, please?
Mr. Ings?
Present.
Mrs. Stats?
Present.
Mr. Yule?
Present.
Mrs. Webble?
Present.
Thank you. Board report, item two. So the report is, thank you everyone that supported the levy. That was great to get that passed. Love to have the support of the community on that and have for many years, and just happy to see that carry on. So I appreciate everybody coming out. Other than that, just lots of great things going on. Thanksgiving's almost here, so we'll get to more later. So district report.
Yeah, thank you, Mr. Inks. I too want to thank the community for passage of issue 33, and those of you that are here in attendance. You know, when we reach out to you, we encourage you to contact us always if you have any questions. So anything ever related to financing or levies or funding, just give us a call if you have any questions. But we do appreciate that, and we now know the responsibility that we have to serve you with that. Just my hat off to obviously a number of people, but I want to say thanks to the football team, our community. Just a great run through this fall. Actually, all of our fall sports teams had wonderful falls. I got to see Three Musketeers this weekend at the play, and it was fantastic to see those kids acting. Deep appreciation for them walking out onto stage and performing the way they did in front of basically strangers, so, and some family members. We had a really busy week last week. We were here quite a bit. It was a really busy time. And I spent quite a bit of time with Ryan Shaner at many of those events, right? We were here. And I just wanted to thank him, thank our high school team, Don Shimmick. You know, the high school team, they do a lot during the fall. They're here a lot of extra nights. And I just want him to know that I appreciate it. Same with Rob, same with Don. It's a tough gig to work all day and then hang around till 9 or 10 at night. Especially with a week like last night. So we appreciate you. Just wanted to say thank you. Just wanted to say thanks to Chris Inks. I know his role is going to change here in a couple of months. We're still going to rely on him heavily as a taxpayer and someone who loves this school district. But I want to thank you for everything that you've given to us, you know, as a board member. Deep appreciation for how much you care about our kids. And our teachers, and just look forward to the next chapter in your work here. So just wanted to say thanks.
Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Addis.
You're welcome.
Item four, student recognition. This is, again, we say it every year, or every week, or every month, whatever it is, however often we meet. This is our favorite time of the month to watch our students come out. This is why we do what we do. So, you know, I guess we're gonna start off. Mr. Addis, who are we going to start with?
We're going to start with Mr. Shaner from our high school tonight.
All right. Mr. Shaner, I'm sure that what they said about you in the play the other night, they really didn't mean.
Yeah.
It was just, yeah.
That was great. I laughed a lot. Riley and Michael, if you guys could come on up, and then Ms. Thornberry as well. Yeah, go on up too. All right, I know it looks like I have four high school students up here with me, but I don't. Come on over here, guys. Come on over here. So I have with me, this is our student of the month for the month of November. This is Riley Wagler, and this is Michael Mercedes. He is our career tech student of the month. I'm going to actually start with Michael, so I'm going to squeeze him in between here for just a minute. And then I have my two fabulous art teachers from the high school who have come to say a few things about our students. So I'm gonna start with Michael. So Michael is our Career Tech Student of the Month. And I just first wanna say how blessed Norton High School is that Michael came to us a couple of years ago. He is an outstanding young man. I love seeing him around the building for one simple reason. Every time he walks past me, he says hello. Every time, without fail. And, you know, that brightens up all of our days. So Michael goes to, he is in the first program. So Michael goes to, in the afternoon, he goes over to, help me, Galaxy? Yeah. Is that what you're going to say?
Yeah, Galaxy.
Yeah, he goes over to the Galaxy, and he works there as part of it. And then you guys are also going to be starting at the Holiday Inn.
Yes.
The Holiday Inn right there next to it as well. And so through his day, he actually spends most of his morning with us at the high school. And then in the afternoon, he goes and works over there. And he does a phenomenal job. When I got to sit down and just ask him a few questions, he's one of four brothers. He loves Miss Thornberry's art class, and he loves doing art. But this was special. He said, I said, so what do you like to do outside of school? And he said he likes to run errands with his mom and keep her company. So, what a great answer. So, Mrs. Norbert, if you just take a few moments to say a few words.
I've had the pleasure of having Michael in class. I think this is your third year with me?
Yes.
Pretty sure. And it's a blessing because every single day, like Mr. Shaner said, he comes in smiling and he says, good morning, Miss Thornberry, every single day. He's a fantastic artist, and he does everything I ask him every single morning, and it just never fails. Like, I can put any project in front of him, and he's like, yep, I'll do that. I'm going to put all my stuff away. I'll clean everybody's brushes. Can I put this on my shelf? And he follows every directive that I give him, and he's just a sweetheart. I just love having him in class. Last year, his artwork went on display across the state of Ohio in the Artistic Expression exhibition, and he won second place in the youth category. So his artwork is actually still kind of floating around different galleries across the state of Ohio. We should get it back pretty soon. But I was super proud of that moment, and I hope you were as well. I love having you in class, and you're absolutely one of my favorite students I've ever had.
Thank you.
I appreciate all of your hard work, and I just love seeing you every morning. So congratulations.
Congratulations, Michael. And here's this. All right, stay up here with us. Ms. Thornberry, Ms. Levesque, other art teacher, come on over here on this side. Okay, so now this is Riley Wagler. She is the High School Student of the Month for November. And Riley is, of course, in a host of things, National Honor Society, Spanish Club, Ski Club, Key Club. She also was a captain of the MAC champion girls tennis team. All right, so congratulations there. And future plans include going to the University of Akron, study nursing, and have a minor in math, which, well, it's unique, different, which you don't usually find all the time. I had asked Ms. Levesque, who is our reigning teacher of the year, to come and say a few things about Riley.
You were there for that?
Yes.
Yeah, she was, that's right. Yeah.
But I'm really honored to talk about Riley. She deserves this so much. You can use words that are super typical, conscientious, well-rounded student, like your model student, like every teacher wants to have her in class, like she does, you know, exactly what's asked of her. But what I wanted to say about Riley is she goes well beyond the A. Like, it's not even about the A. She gets like right into the heart of the project. I have to say, like, if I were an employer, I would want her on my team. If I was doing a project, I would want you on my team. Because you're a thinker, and you're not afraid to explore all different avenues. And then you're a perfectionist. Go halt. I think you, like, you're your worst critic. Like, you drive yourself crazy. But the best way to, there's so many examples that I could use to show what I mean by like getting into the heart of the project. There was an assignment that I had given the class last year where it was like, you know, how has the pandemic affected you? And we didn't have any materials, so I just said, use your phone. Most people just took a selfie. I'm like, you can take a selfie of like how you feel. Maybe you're sad, maybe you're happy, maybe it's not affecting you. Maybe you want to just take a picture of laundry that's in your bedroom because you've been in your bedroom and you've got a lot of socks piling up. And that's you know, I got a lot of really great responses. And then I'm in my kitchen opening up everyone's, you know, assignments, and I get to Riley's, and I literally just sat there in silence, and I was completely moved. A, she gave insight to her entire day and what it was like as a student who's very conscientious to go through the pandemic and to see her day. Like, she wrote a poem and, like, was sitting in front of a window reciting her poem, and you saw that it was dark out. And then she did a time lapse. So you watched her entire day before your eyes go from subject matter to not moving from that computer. And then it was dark again, and, like, there was a blanket that was wrapped around her, because, like, she went from being warm in the day to being cold. And then she finished looking out that same window in the dark, finishing the rest of the poem. And I was like, it was so profound that it changed me as a teacher. Like, she changed me as a teacher because I was able to see what our students were going through and maybe what I needed to change in my delivery. So that's a heck of a student. And she really deserves to be celebrated tonight. And she's an amazing person. Beyond being an amazing student, she's kind, great sense of humor, and just an all-around, like, fantastic person. I talked a lot.
Congratulations, Riley.
Thank you.
Congratulations.
All right. Next, Mr. Travis Dobbins from Norton Middle School.
I have the honor of introducing Caitlin Howe, eighth grade. If there was, again, I think Mr. Shaner talked about, every day she gets out of the car, the very first thing she says is good morning, and the last thing she says every day is have a good evening before she gets in her car every night. She is pretty shy throughout the school day. Most days you see her just, she's walking to class with her head down, and she knows she's got point A to point B, and she's got to get there. But she is one of the nicest students we have in the middle school. She would do anything for any student, and more times than not, she bounces around the cafeteria visiting different tables all the time, talking with everybody in her class, and all of her classmates would be pleased to see her up here tonight. So Mrs. Nauman, I brought Mrs. Nauman with me tonight to talk about Caitlin.
I think sometimes it's hard to nominate students because we have lots of good kids in our building. We have kids that are nice and kids that are funny and kids that are work hard, but Caitlin is all of those things. We work on five characteristics in the middle school: perseverance, responsibility, integrity, discipline, and empathy. And Caitlin is the role model for those five characteristics. Like, she is the one that you will look to be an example for her peers. So the one I really want to talk about is her empathy for other people. She is the example to all of us. She is the person that cares about every person in her. If I'm yelling at someone else, Caitlin feels bad. She's not a devil, but she feels bad for the person that is, because she cares about every person in front of her. She tells you, don't forget your coat. Mrs. Virgin is walking to her next class. I'll take your coffee for you. And it's not an option. She is helping you get to the next class because she wants you to be there and on time. She is honestly the example for all of us on how to treat each other and our society. And we're so lucky that we have her. Caitlin, congratulations.
Next, we have Mr. Brady Sackett from Norton Elementary School.
My student of the month is Adeline Brooks, a second grader at Norton Elementary School, and unfortunately she is ill tonight and unable to make it. So with your permission, I'd like to present her next month with our first grade student of the month.
We can make that work.
Yeah. Thank you. Great. Thank you.
And Mr. Eric Morris from Norton Primary.
So from the Little Panther Nation, I have Everett Moore. He's with us tonight with Cindy Addis, one of our kindergarten teachers. So you won't see it right now, but Everett has a very contagious smile that will warm up any room. So we will try to get that from him maybe this evening. But just, he's a very quiet leader, phenomenal young man. So I've been trying for a week now to try to get from him, why do you think Mrs. Addis picked you as a student of the month? So today I tried at lunch while we were in the cafeteria, and he's just like, I don't know. So, you know, I tried different ways, tried friends to get to figure it out, and just, he was not gonna let that, he was not gonna share with me. But I just wanna say, you know, phenomenal smile, quiet leader, just excellent student. And I'll turn the floor over to Mrs. Addis.
Yes. Well, first of all, he's very well-mannered. And it's like he's always smiling, hello, goodbye, can I help you? So he's very responsible also, not only in his schoolwork, because he takes a lot of pride in having it just right. And he also he's very honest, is one thing. If you ask him who did something, whatever. And he's also new role model is he's a line leader, and he's taken that very seriously. If that bathroom's clean, he lets me know. He cleaned it up. It's all good to go. So it's like he's very responsible that way too. And he's very conscious of how others feel. And like I heard before, if someone else is upset, he gets upset too for them. So with that, that's why I had to, because he's just all around awesome kindergartner. So that's why we have this for you.
All right, awesome, great. We're gonna take a quick recess. We're gonna take a break. If I could have all the students of the month come up front and get a picture with Mr. Addis here. If everyone wants to meet over here on this side. Parents and students, we know that you have homework, dinner, jobs, whatever it is. You gotta go out and wow the world more. So if you'd like to leave after the short recess here, we understand, and you don't wanna stand around for board business. If you'd like to, we'd love to have you stay. So if I can have everybody up here for a short time. All right, welcome back, thank you. We're on to item 5, public participation. We do have one person that signed up for public participation. Mr. Greer from Red Oak Behavioral Health and Mr. Morris are gonna make a presentation for us.
So we are in the launch of our second year with iCare Mentoring. To my left is my all-star partner, Jonathan Greer from Red Oak Behavioral Health. So we've been in a partnership with that agency since 2013. And Jonathan came to us, spoke to the admin team pre-COVID, really wanted to launch and get involved in iCare Mentoring. So I'm gonna turn all that information over to Jonathan, because with this being the second year, last year we had a very small group of students that we partnered up with iCare Mentors. And this year, with this being all back in person, we're looking to grow that group. Student referrals are coming in from our counseling department in the middle school and high school, which is really good. So kind of where we're at in the process right now is we are in the hunt to look for additional mentors. And I know I'm gonna let Jonathan speak to that, share a little bit about iCare Mentoring. But you know, we couldn't be where we're at without him. So his partner in crime is Eric Nevins. So you know, he's a very good agent that we work with in the middle school and the high school. Between the two of those gentlemen, our iCare Mentoring program is off the ground, and we're just looking to grow it to make it bigger.
Thank you. You're welcome. Mr. Morris, I always say because he calls me his partner, but it's been a pleasure working with you for the inception of the mentoring program and also meeting you, Mr. Addis, and all your team to bring this program here. So real quickly, my name is Jonathan Greer. So I direct mentoring and prevention services at Red Oak Behavioral Health. And specifically, I work with a program called the iCare Mentoring Program. iCare stands for Creating Authentic Relational Energy. I've got like five little ones, so I got a big mouth, so that's why I yell, to make sure no one cannot hear me. So our program is school-based. What we try to do is get adult volunteers from the community to come in to meet with students one-to-one in a mentoring relationship throughout the academic school year. So they meet for once a week, maybe it's an hour, more like a period, maybe like 35 to 45 minutes, depending on where that student is located in what school, and we know it's typically around a lunchtime or a free period. But we get these adult volunteer mentors to work with students, and they work with them throughout their entire academic career. So this is not like a Big Brothers and Big Sisters, which is more community-based. Everything in this program is school-based. So we're a nationally certified mentoring program. We're governed by the National Mentoring Partnerships. I take great pride in that because it takes a lot to get on that type of recognition. Because there's a lot of programs out here that are youth serving and that work with students in mentoring relationships. But not all of them are doing a really quality job that we feel that we're doing. We are partnered with school districts like Akron Public, Barberton City, Norton, of course, Talmadge, and we'll be launching in Brecksville, in Broadview Heights later on this school year. So like Mr. Moore said, we started on this adventure or endeavor before the pandemic. Our goal was to match 25 middle or high schoolers with 25 mentors, adult volunteer mentors throughout the course of their academic career. Most of our mentors, they still stay on historically for about 85% of them are retained year after year to work with the same student. That's pretty phenomenal because across the board, school-based mentoring programs like this are about 30% retention rate. There's a lot of turnover, you can imagine, when it comes to volunteers connecting with students. That's why we take volunteers through a rigorous process to ensure that, one, they're going to commit to the process, and they're not going to try it. We don't let anybody jump on board unless they're actually committed to 1 year plus. And again, most of our mentors stay on, 85% of them, year after year to work with that same student. I'm a mentor as well, so I've been mentoring a child since he was in the third grade. And he is in the 11th grade this year. Of course, not here, Norton, because we just started. Just the relationship that's developed between him and I and the growth that he's had as an individual and as a student is phenomenal. So we have been evaluated by Summit Education Initiative for the past 5 years of our program. We're in our seventh school year. We have been shown to significantly increase students that are mentored through iCare as opposed to their counterparts, higher attendance rates, higher GPA, and we help to close achievement gaps over time. It is not an education program. It's a relational-based program focused on developmental mentoring, which is all about building trust first, skill building, and then we want it to be student-led over time. So a good friend of mine says all the time, he said, Jonathan, if you're not at the table, you're on the table, you're the lunch. And it's true. Because oftentimes we don't recognize that we do that as adults, right? Instead of empowering that student and including them in the process of their life and making these decisions, we kind of help them and say, hey, you should do this, you should do that. But what we try to train our mentors to do is to help students recognize their inherent value and how they then begin to make resilient decisions, empowering decisions, develop pathways to achievement, believe in a positive future, and then also work on 21st century careers. So we are asking for more and more support from the community. In all of our school districts, we typically have a lot of individuals that volunteer and they mentor. I mean, they could be all the way from civic individuals to industry people to admins. We are really all about whoever wants to be a part that will go through the training, that will be committed, pass background checks, and then we can connect them with students. So we would love to end this school year off with 50 mentor-mentee matches. Now, we're on set, we want to do 25, but we like to kind of move that over to like 50 mentor-mentee matches and really evaluate how successful and impactful that is over those students' course of their academic career this year and on to the next second and third school year. So we're just looking for more and more opportunities to present our program to whether it's other businesses that you work with or partner with, school partners. We are currently working with Grace Church. That's been helpful. So now they have five individuals that are mentoring students in the middle school and high school, and we like to expand that partnership. And so this is why we're here today. I've got some information about the program. So I've got a brochure, a couple flyers. You can feel free to take them home. You can take them to people. And you can also, and I'll leave Eric Nevin's card because again, like Eric Morris said, he is my partner in crime. He is the specific eye care coordinator here at Norton City Schools. So you might see him from time to time, especially in the middle of high school. He'll meet with the school counselors because they're actually our referring, our recommending party. This is for all students, by the way. This is not for a student that may just, you know, how do I say it? The child like me when I was growing up, I was a frequent visitor of the principal's office, and it wasn't to say hello like Michael. But I was a frequenter, right? But it's also for the students that sit by themselves in the lunchroom because they just don't have too many friends to talk with. I mean, we have mentors that are mentoring students that are like 4.0 GPAs. It's not about where they're at academically. It's about do they want to connect and engage with another adult volunteer mentor to really enforce, you know, some positive adult-to-student relationships and social-emotional development here in school. So I like to leave stuff with you. You can feel free to contact us. We are more than willing to come into different spaces, whether it's a business meeting, a group meeting, whatever that may be, to present the opportunity. We do this all the time. This is what we do for a living, and we love doing it. We love sharing the opportunity for individuals to get involved in school on another level. You know, besides, you know, doing some of the things that you always hear of, here's another way that you can really engage with the student one-to-one and really have a great impact. So that's why we're here. I'll entertain any questions if I'm allowed. And then I'll...
No. Anybody any questions?
So how young do you start?
We actually do K through 12, but right now we're focused on the middle and high school here at Norton City Schools. We'll probably, next school year, we'll probably start to inch down to the elementary schools, but we want to be able to kind of match those middle school and high schoolers up first.
Do we already have some students kind of lined up for
yes.
a mentor?
Yes, ma'am. So the school counselors in the middle school and high school, they have already had referred students and also have gotten consent forms from their parent or guardian also and from them. So we're a little different than most mentoring programs. Not only do we want the parent or guardian consent, we also want the student consent. So we want them to be as invested in the relationship as the mentor, and they've signed on. So we're just waiting to match some of those students.
Okay.
Great question.
Great.
I could talk a long time about this, but I don't you're mean, but again, it's a great opportunity. Really getting involved on another level with the student would be great. Mr. Inks, I hear that you might be rolling off, or you might be a great mentor. Right here, so, again, feel free to reach out to myself or Eric. Again, I'll leave information at the table. Feel free to reach out, and we will be happy to serve you and continue to build the program.
Thanks for your great
Thank
work.
You very much, Mr. Greer.
Thank you.
Thank you for your work. Do we have anybody else who would like to participate this evening? No? All right. Great. We're going to move on to item six, agenda. Are there any additions or corrections to the agenda?
Yes. Item seven under board business needs to be first reading instead of approving the policies.
Item seven under board business. Yep.
Or
all three.
All three.
A.
Yes.
Letter A, all three. Yep. Okay. That'll be our first reading. And then I would like to add an executive session at the end after the superintendent's report before the adjournment to discuss the sale of property and the employment of personnel. Great. Can I get a motion to approve the agenda?
So moved.
Second.
Is there any discussion? No. Call the roll, please.
Mr. Inks?
Yes.
Mrs. Statz?
Yes.
Mr. Yule?
Yes.
Mrs. Webel?
Yes.
Motion passes 4-0. Thank you very much. And on to seven, board business. Can I get a motion to approve letter A, be the first reading for the policy updates dated October 2021?
Yeah.
So.
Nope.
Oh, no. You're correct. You're correct. That's yeah. right. We changed the first reading, so no vote. So
it's just good the first deal. Reading.
Nope. Down. I had it marked for a vote.
Sorry.
Thank you. Item seven, approval of minutes. Can I get a motion to letters A and B?
So moved.
So moved.
Second.
Is there any discussion? No? Call the roll, please.
Mrs. Stats?
Yes.
Mr. Yule?
Yes.
Mrs. Webble?
Yes.
Mr. Ings?
Yes. Motion passes 4-0. Thank you very much. On to letter 9, Treasurer's Recommendations. Can I get a motion to approve letters A through C?
So moved.
Second.
Is there any discussion?
I was just going to run over the assumptions that we have for the forecast. Our forecast actually is looking, I'm hopefully optimistic with the forecast right now. As you were aware, the state has come out with a new funding formula. We don't have the details yet. Those won't be available until December. But the company that I work with that produces some software that we do our five-year forecasting with has delved into the new formula, and we've come up with some assumptions based on what they've delved or pulled out of it and what our enrollment is. So hopefully it's looking good for us, but again, I said hopefully optimistic. Our property tax valuations, as we discussed earlier, have increased 17% last year, so we see that not as an overall increase in all of our taxes that we collect, but just in the inside millage. I think Dana talked about that with the levy that we had on the way effective millage works. There is inside millage that's not voted on that we receive. It's 5.7 mils, and that we do see that 17% increase on that, but we don't see it on an increase on anything else. Where we do see increases is new construction, and we have two new housing developments that are under. I'm sorry. Apparently, my time's up. We have two new housing developments under construction that have started. Those are in the forecast, producing. I believe this year we put in $1 million worth of valuation, and then moving to $3 million and $4 million for the life of the forecast, which is just 5 years, and then. I'm assuming it's going to taper off at some point there. They can only build so many homes. But something to keep in mind, each $1 million in new construction is approximately $10,000 to the school district. So as that grows, so does our revenues. Another area that we're still unsure about is tangible personal property tax. If I'm sure you guys heard me talk ad nauseum about the pipeline, the Nexus pipeline and the appeal that they have that still hasn't gone to court. It won't go until February of 2022. And then they're telling us it could take months to be resolved. So we have that. The valuation was at $12 million. It's reduced down 38% because that's what their three appeals has taken it down to 38%. So that's what we predict moving forward. They, on the other hand, are paying 47%. So we're setting that difference aside in case we would happen to lose the appeal, not we, but the state as in a whole, and we would have to pay back the $62,000 it is set aside if we would have to repay that. Our income tax collections last year was our first full year of collecting our income tax. It was about $25,000 less than what we had expected that we would collect last year, but overall we've received most of it. Moving forward, because of the new state funding formula, they're looking at our federal adjusted gross income, and that's starting to increase in Norton. So I'm assuming that our income tax will also increase with that. What I did not put in anywhere, because I have no way to estimate what the new housing is gonna bring in. So that's something that we can look forward to as people build houses and move in, that our income should also increase with that. And as I talked about our state aid, there's a new school funding formula. It's called the Fair School Funding Formula. They'll give us information, more details on it in December, but the crux of it is students are going to be paid for where they attend school. So no more if it's open enrollment or a community school, the resident district won't receive the money and then it gets transferred to the other school district. It will actually come in where the student is being educated. So we will not receive then money for open enrollment. We won't send money out for open enrollment. We won't send money out for charter schools or community schools or any of the scholarships that we have our students participate in. And it's a formula-based formula that's kind of silly, but it's the calculation is formula-based, which is something we haven't seen in a number of years, based on what the state feels, or the group that got together to put this formula together, what they feel it costs to educate a kid. Or student, I shouldn't say that. And it takes into consideration how many students are in the district, what average teacher salaries are, how many teachers they feel you would have for the number of students that you have in the district. And they look at all the averages across the state, and they've come up with what they feel it costs to educate students in Ohio. And then to decide how much each district is going to receive, they look at the wealth of the district by, it used to just be property values, but property values is 60% of it. The income in the district, or the true wealth of the individuals that live there, is 20%. And then they take the number of income tax that was filed times the average adjusted gross income, and they multiply that together, and that's 20% of the figure. They come up with this number that says this is what the capacity of Norton Schools, Barberton Schools, whatever, they're all going to come up with a different number, and that's the capacity that they can pay for that amount of what it costs to educate a student. Every district's going to be different. So then our capacity here, it's pretty much the same as what we used to be funded before. It's about 50%. So what they come up with the cost to educate a student, they're saying the residents of Norton can pay 50%, and then the state will pay us 50%. It will be interesting to see how it all filters out, but like I said, overall right now, it's looking like we're going to receive more income from this if the state fully funds it. Right now it's almost fully funded. It's not quite there. It's a percentage, and it will step into being fully funded as we move forward. If they continue to fund it and we continue to move forward that way, it should be good for our district. Our expenditures, our subcosts, we're in, assuming that they're going to increase this year because last year we had very few subs in the building. However, we're hearing that there's not a lot of subs in the building this year, so please, if anybody knows anybody who wants to sub, that's a plug for that. We need teachers, we need bus drivers, we need custodians, we need aides.
Kitchen,
oh yes, kitchen help. We are using the ESSER funds. I believe Amy talked about that earlier. We have added new positions that we're using the ESSER funds to pay for. We can pay for those through fiscal year 2023, and then those dollars come back to the general fund in 2024. So if you're looking at the forecast, you'll see an increase in salaries that seems above normal, and that's because some of those districts that are going to remain permanent have to come back on our books then because the ESSER funds will expire. And that's the same with benefits. Those benefits will come back on in fiscal year 24. Our health insurance this year, we received a 0% increase, which was phenomenal for us. We think some of it had to do with COVID and people not necessarily going to the doctor or having procedures last year, but we're going to take advantage of it. A 0% is zero forever, not a 0% increase, but we've never had that increase. We don't have to make it up. Our purchase services, which is just what it sounds like, we're purchasing something somewhere that Denny had talked about earlier. We're assuming that those, the supplies, our capital outlay, all of that is going back to our pre-pandemic amounts. And then again, like I said earlier, the community schools and the scholarships do no longer come out of the purchase service number. So that there's a difference there. So it's kind of funny when you look at the forecast, it looks like there's big changes, increases in expenditures or decreases and increases in revenues, but it's all filtered out when you get to the bottom of it. It does wash out in our favor a little bit, so I think we're looking pretty good.
Good news.
That's it. It is. Yeah. It's, like I said, hopefully optimistic. We do begin deficit spending in fiscal year 24, and that's largely because we're losing the ESSER funds that year, so we have to kind of be aware and on the outlook for that, but we are predicted to end fiscal year 2026 with $396,000.
Very good.
So that's we haven't seen a forecast like that in a long time.
No, that's good. Well, hopefully they can continue that funding formula and
I hope so.
And move on with it. Great.
It's good news from the state.
That is good news for once.
So, sorry, that was long-winded.
No, you're good. Thank you very much. Appreciate that. All right. Call the roll, please.
Mr. Yule?
Yes.
Mrs. Webel?
Yes.
Mr. Inks?
Yes.
Mrs. Stats?
Yes.
Motion passes 4-0. Thank you. Item 10, superintendent's recommendations. Can I get them under personnel? Can I get a motion to approve letter A's number 1 through 3?
So moved.
Second.
Is there any discussion? No. Call the roll, please.
Mrs. Webble?
Yes.
Mr. Inks?
Yes.
Mrs. Stats?
Yes.
Mr. Yule?
Yes.
The motion passes 4-0. Under personnel, item B, can I get a motion to approve letter or numbers 1 and 2?
So moved.
Second.
Any discussion? No? Call the roll, please.
Mr. Inks?
Yes.
Mrs. Stats?
Yes.
Mr. Yule?
Yes.
Mrs. Webble?
Yes.
Motion passes 4-0. Thank you. Under personnel, can I get a motion to approve letters C and D?
So moved.
Second.
Is there any discussion?
Yeah, these are five people that we love that have applied to be substitutes. And I know that I've interviewed three of them, and we're really fortunate that they're here to be with our kids. Mm-hmm. So we're very thankful good. For them.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you for committing. We need substitutes in every area. Like
plug it.
Yes, please. Plug it. Call in. Call the roll, please.
Mrs. Stats?
Yes.
Mr. Yule?
Yes.
Mrs. Webble?
Yes.
Mr. Inks?
Yes. Motion passes 4-0. Under personnel, can I have a motion to approve letter E, number 1 and 2?
So moved.
Second.
Is there any discussion on this? No. Call the roll, please.
Mr. Yule?
Yes.
Mrs. Webble?
Yes.
Mr. Inks?
Yes.
Mrs. Stats?
Yes.
All right. Motion passes 4-0. Thank you. And under personnel, can I get a motion to approve letters F through M, as in Mary?
So moved.
Second.
Is there any discussion?
Yeah, there are a lot of names with supplemental positions that we recognize. I do want to welcome Jack Pecknick. Jack's not here tonight, but he's going to lead our baseball program. We're welcoming Cole and Rob back, and so thankful for their work. But got to spend some time with Jack and saw his vision for our baseball program. I'm excited for our kids and the families to meet him. He's got a lot of energy and a good vision for those kids. So welcome to him once he gets approved.
Give him a minute. So, all right, call the roll, please.
Mrs. Webble?
Yes.
Mr. Inks?
Yes.
Mrs. Stats?
Yes.
Mr. Yule?
Yes.
All right, motion passes 4-0. Now you can graduate.
Congratulations.
There we go. Awesome. Under personnel, can I get a motion to approve letter N, numbers 1 through 29?
So moved.
Second.
Is there any discussion? No? Call the roll, please.
Mr. Inks?
Yes.
Mrs. Stats?
Yes.
Mr. Yule?
Yes.
Mrs. Webble?
Abstain.
Motion passes 3-0 with one abstaining. All right. Consent agenda items. Can I get a motion to approve a letter O?
So moved.
Second.
Is there any discussion on this one? No? Mm-mm. All right. Call the roll, please.
Mrs. Stats?
Yes.
Mr. Yule?
Yes.
Mrs. Webble?
Yes.
Mr. Inks?
Yes. Motion passes 4-0. On to item 11, superintendent report.
No additional items.
No additional items. All right. Thank you very much. We're on to item 12. Can I get a motion to move into executive session to discuss the sale of property and the employment of personnel?
Second.
Is there any discussion? I will say there'll be no board action taken after the executive session. We will come out and just adjourn right after, so there'll be no board action taken. So call the roll, please.
Mr. Yule?
Yes.
Mrs. Webble?
Yes.
Mr. Inks?
Yes.
Mrs. Stats?
Yes.
Motion passes 4-0. We're now in executive session. Thank you very much. We're now out of executive session. Can I get a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
Second.
Any discussion? Call the roll, please.
Mrs. Webble?
Yes.
Mr. Inks?
Yes.
Mrs. Stats?
Yes.
Mr. Yule?
Yes.
Motion passed 4-0. We're adjourned.